This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuia ngā reo o te hapori. And also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm really happy to be here today, and I'm going to be having a chat all about self-compassion. Thought that might be quite a nice one to have after last week's internalized stigma conversation, because I do find that both for myself and a lot of people I talk to, that actually when you've kind of been doing the internalized stigma stuff, like you've been stigmatizing yourself, like you've taken on that public stigma and you're believing some of that horrible stuff people are saying or doing, and it's one of the ways that we can help ourselves move out of that is more self-compassion. And also, I really get sometimes we're just not in a good space to be able to make compassionate choices for ourselves. But that's okay. We can share the ideas, and if it's the right time for you to pick them up and give them a go, then that's perfect. If not, they can stay in your kite until some time when it does fit you. But before we get into all the juiciness about self-compassion, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think, hey, talking to Progress to Health might be something very helpful for myself or for someone else, you know, I do play that ad again at the end of the show. So stick around, grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to grab all those contact details and to reach out to Progress to Health. So let's jump in. Self-compassion. Now, what do you picture when you picture compassion? A lot of people picture being kind to others, being nice to someone, treating someone how you'd like to be treated. And one of the things that really comes up for people is that when we start talking about self-compassion, especially if we're experiencing low mood or like a mood disorder, we're just, life is really hard and we're kind of like taking on the challenges because we're not good enough. Self-compassion can be one of the hardest things to do. Now, a lot of the information I'm going to be sharing today comes from What is Self-Compassion Work information sheet from CCI, which is Centre for Clinical Intervention, and that's an Australian website that has a whole lot of handouts and resources that are free to use for people. And so their website is www.cci.health.wa.gov.au. So it is Australian, but they have so many great things there. And it's also, I find being Australian, it doesn't have some of the issues that we have if we're looking at either American or British websites where, if nothing else, the times of year are the same, the seasons. But also it's like some of the stuff just, it fits a bit better with the size of our country and various things. So yeah, they have a lot of different things and they're really great. And I just felt self-compassion was something that if you were like seeing yourself in some of the internalized stigma conversation we had last week on fighting stigma, then maybe this would be a really nice, gentle, kind of caring way to kind of look at something else for yourself and that you're with it. So what is self-compassion? To define self-compassion, we really need to start with compassion. The two are really one and the same. Compassion is an attitude that involves a certain set of feelings, thoughts, motives, desires, urges, and behaviours that can be directed towards any living thing. So it could be ourselves, another person, a group of people, society in general, animals, the environment, pretty much anything. Therefore, when we talk about self-compassion, we're specifically talking about the attitude that is being directed internally towards ourselves, which makes sense. So self-compassion involves being aware of our own pain and suffering and understanding that while feeling this pain is hard, it is a normal human experience. Directing feelings of kindness and care towards ourselves and focusing our attention on energy on how we might alleviate our pain are also crucial components of self-compassion. So one of the things that a lot of the times when people talk about self-compassion, it ends up being about like our internal thoughts, our internal monologue, how we talk to ourselves, kind of the judgments we make about ourselves. Because so often if we are acknowledging that we're human beings and that we may have pain and that things aren't going well and life is hard, and giving ourselves a break, like if we're picturing ourselves as someone else, we can quite often really just sort of get that whole idea of, yes, I can be nice. There's obviously a lot going on for them. I can give them a bit of grace. But sometimes when it comes to ourselves, we're like our own worst critic. We're really nasty. We say horrible things and we set a standard for ourselves that's almost unachievable. And I say almost unachievable because sometimes we just set standards that are just completely not achievable. And sometimes they are achievable. They're just somewhat damaging to ourselves. Even if all it is it's having you use up all your spoons for a week and you just use everything up and then you have to crash, right? So why is self-compassion important? Self-compassion can bring greater benefits for our mental health and well-being. Particularly, self-compassion can activate our soothe system, which calms the threat system, which is the system responsible for detecting potential dangers in order to protect ourselves, which a lot of us, if you experience anxiety, quite often the threat system is on hyper alert and it pretty much starts acting like you're being chased by a saber-toothed tiger and all it is you have a whole lot of emails you need to answer, or maybe you need to make a phone call, or you're late on a bill, and our body starts giving us signals like we're about to be eaten by a tiger. So yeah. And our drive system, which is the system that spurs us on to get things done and be active in life. And this is important, as without our soothe system, our threat and drive systems become overactive and can lead to difficult emotions such as anxiety, anger, and depression. So there's a little picture here. So self-compassion goes towards soothe, and then that works on the drive system and the threat system. So the opposite of self-compassion is quite obviously self-criticism. As I talked about earlier, we can get stuck in the self-critical cycle where any problem we face activates our threat system and anxious, angry, or depressive responses then follow. And so we start being really horrible to ourselves, saying things to ourselves that we would never say to another human being. And sometimes kind of that then builds on top of itself because we're actually feeling really bad because we've been really nasty to ourselves. And yeah, it's a whole thing. If we then use self-criticism as our way of dealing with whatever we are going through, so if we get stuck in the self-critical cycle, so any problem we have, we activate the threat and system and we get anxious, angry, depressive, and then we use self-criticism to deal with it. So what happens is just keeps the threat system active. And it keeps us stuck in the problem and our emotional suffering. It means you can't get out of that emotional suffering. It means you can't move away from the threat, the what is the worry, the problem. Those who are highly critical particularly can benefit from developing the ability to relate to themselves in a more compassionate way. And I find that when I've talked to people, sometimes people have to be kind of like radically compassionate. It's like, is there radical honesty? It's radical compassion, because they actually just have to say super nice things to themselves and be really caring and really compassionate in a way that they would feel embarrassed saying to other people, because they're so critical, they're so self-critical, and they kind of need to overwhelm that critical part. So yeah. So why is it hard to be self-compassionate? Being self-compassionate is hard for most of us for various reasons. The threat system. So our brain is hardwired to shift into threat mode easily to protect ourselves. Seeing the negative as our default attention bias, so turning our attention to more self-compassionate endeavours might not be something that comes naturally to us. So what that pretty much means is that we have an evolutionary change where our brains pay attention to negative and possibly dangerous to us or damaging to us things, scenarios, people, items, events. And so because that there's a negative bias, so generally any of those things that we're trying to be careful of have a negative, right? So it's like a saber-toothed tiger running at us, a car not stopping at the pedestrian crossing, someone yelling at us, maybe someone like trying to hit us. All of those things are threats, and so they're of negative connotations. So what happens is part of our brain is trying to keep us alive from the things that very definitely would cause difficulty about staying alive. So, you know, a car driving at you, if you had a saber-toothed tiger running at you, those things. But the problem is that because the default setting is to find the negative and then avoid it, our brains kind of get stuck on only seeing the negative. And so seeing the positive or seeing the good or being reminded of that just naturally without any effort becomes very, very hard, because our brains don't put a lot of bandwidth into storing positive things, because the negative things that are the things that have the danger attached to them. So it's kind of been a bit of a evolutionary thing where we kind of just have to keep working really hard to help ourselves start picturing and thinking of the positive things, the self-compassionate things, because the threat system's going to keep telling us of all the dangers. Another thing that might make it hard to be self-compassionate is early life experiences. We might not have been taught or shown when growing up how to be compassionate to others or to ourselves. It might have never occurred to us that treating ourselves kindly was an option. Now, this is definitely true for anyone who's experienced childhood trauma or abuse or neglect, or just things were really rough and not great. And because if you're not treated with compassion yourself and you don't see others being treated with compassion, it doesn't occur as a thing that happens for a lot of us. A lot of people then go, hey, I would really like that to happen, so I'm going to make an effort that I'm really compassionate to other people. But still, quite often what happens for people is that it's very hard to transition that into being compassionate to themselves, because they're just doing the how I would like to be treated to other people and haven't quite kind of got that they are a person too and they deserve compassion. And another reason why it could be hard to be self-compassionate is negative beliefs about self-compassion, which would make sense. If you have a negative belief about self-compassion, you wouldn't want to do it. Because it is not something we are taught about or talk about a lot, the idea of self-compassion can carry some negative connotations for some people. Some people may think being self-compassionate is too touchy-feely, and it will lead to laziness, self-indulgence, or self-pity. And definitely some people do talk about if you're just trying to be kind to yourself and being nice to yourself and you're saying nice things to yourself, it's like, it's okay that you didn't make it this time, it's all right, there's more time later. Some people will literally, if they hear you talking to yourself compassionately, they'll tell you to harden up. They're like, you know, no wonder you never get anything done. They'll be very judgmental, very critical, and it's just not great. However, self-compassion is none of these things, and everyone can benefit from a little more self-compassion. So no matter who you are, no matter what you're going through, self-compassion could make a difference And even if it's just a little bit, that's that little bit where compassion, being nice, being positive is what's going on for you, as opposed to the critical, the negative, the nasty, yucky internal stuff, right? How can I develop more self-compassion? There are many ways to build self-compassion. By practicing ways to stimulate the soothe system, we can begin to cultivate an attitude of kindness, warmth, concern, understanding, and strength within us. And then we use this attitude to respond to our own struggles rather than reverting to our usual self-critical habits. There's also Building Self-Esteem workbook that I'm going to talk about another time. But it's that really big thing, isn't it, about like what if how you were thinking to yourself when things haven't been going well, if someone else was saying those words to you, would you take it on? Would you believe it? Would you give it like power? Would you give it truth? Or would you be like, hey, I don't know you. I don't choose to know you. I kind of vaguely see where you're coming from, but actually I don't want to listen to you. That's not very nice at all. There's a lot of other stuff going on that you're not aware of, and that actually means that I'm definitely worthy of self-compassion, because everyone on the planet is worthy of self-compassion. And I have found myself that it can make a huge, huge difference if what I actually do is I just pretend that I am my friend, right? And if someone was talking to my friend how I was and my internal stuff, my like the critical and complaining and judging internal monologue, if someone else was saying that out loud to a friend of mine, I would shut them down. I would not be okay with it. I would let them know that they need to change their style, because we're not going to let that happen. And then I'd say really compassionate, nice, caring things to my friend so that I could hopefully drown out some of the voice that they'd just heard. And so for me, I just have to pretend like I'm a friend. So when my internal, like the internal critic and judger and like the nasty stuff starts happening, I try to counteract it by reminding myself that actually I am a good person. I do make a difference in the world, and I may be a little bit more not great today than I'd like to be, but actually I'm still worthy of care and affection, and I don't need to be talked to like that. And it's everyone's different for the things that make a difference with self-compassion. Some people use affirmations. Some people just take on that every day they're going to say a certain saying over and over until they start believing it. And some people find doing a bit of a meditation can make a difference. Like I know that can help sometimes. It's like if you just do a mindfulness meditation, maybe doing a grounding exercise or even the progressive muscle relaxation so you're really in your body, that can make a really big difference to then stop and breathe and just think nice things at yourself. Like what are three nice things you can say about yourself right now? How many of us felt very uncomfortable when I asked that? How many of you started saying stuff and like, Vanessa, you didn't give me enough time? And it's one of those things is that sometimes we're at a space where we're like, I can't do this. I'm not nice. I'm not good. Nothing is going well. Everything is horrible. And so it's like, okay, so actually the self-compassionate thing is to not force yourself to be self-compassionate today. It's actually just like we need to be in survival mode. We need to be in fix-it mode. We need to move forward from that, and we'll just work out what works. And sometimes we can't hold compassion for ourselves. Sometimes we give it a go and you're like, hey, Vanessa said that it'd be a good idea to try and be self-compassionate, but actually I tried being compassionate to myself and I was just really nasty and I can't do it. I need some outside help. Because sometimes what we really need is we need the cheerleaders around us. We need the people in our lives who think a lot of us, who really like us, who uffy us, who hold us up, to help us keep moving and remind us of the difference we make being in the world for them. And so sometimes they're not available to have a chat to, because it could be 2 a.m. and so everyone's asleep, or it could be that you're in a different space. And so sometimes what we need is we need to reach out and talk to someone right now so that we have a chance to kind of help ourselves regulate internally, kind of get some of that critical stuff going on in our heads a little bit quieter. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a series of support lines. So what I want you to do is grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So I'm going to give you the name of the organisation, the phone number and the time they're available, because they're not all 24/7, and a little bit about what they can talk to you about. So if at any point you're needing some support and you're wondering where to reach out to, if you write these all down, you'll have them to look back on.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there they're, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Now, don't worry if you missed any of those contact details for those support lines. We do play that series of support lines at the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma. So what you can do is you can come back and join us next week on Thursday at midday on Free FM 89.0 or on the Free FM website, freefm.org.nz. Just look up I think it's schedule or show. You can just Google Fighting Stigma and it brings it up. And there's a whole lot of our shows are there. You can also go on Spotify and look for Fighting Stigma. We're there as well. So yeah, so we have a few different ways. Like any of our shows that you listen to, at the very end we'll have that series of support lines so that if you think, hey, that's something that'd be helpful at some point, I don't know when or where, but I want to have them, then you'll be able to grab those. Also, I might share that series of support lines onto the Progress to Health Facebook page this week so that if you're needing them, you can come have a look and grab them to write them down. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, writing down numbers when I'm listening to them is a little bit awkward. I'm kind of worried that I'm not getting them right. But did this give you a few ideas about how to be compassionate to yourself, that you're worthy of compassion, that you deserve compassion, and that it is a thing that you can do? And that self-compassion is not being lazy or giving yourself an out or being of low character. It is just about being caring and kind to yourself, because that is such an important thing to do. Because life's hard enough. Let's not beat ourselves up anymore. Right, but hopefully that's given you a few ideas, but that's all we have time for. So from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.